Now, here's what I'm going to have to do. Can y'all put up that fifth verse in Amplified? Can y'all put that up? Colossians chapter 3 and verse 5. Can y'all put that up? Well, there it is. All right. Let me read the passion again. He said, "Live as one that had died to every form of what? Sexual impurity, sexual sin and impurity. Live as one who had died to disease and the desire for forbidden things, including the desire for wealth, which is the essential of idol worship." Verse 6. When you live in these vices, you ignite the wrath of God against these acts of disobedience. The fifth verse says, in the Amplified, let me get back over here. The fifth verse says, so kill. How many of you know what the word kill means? Do I have to explain that? Stop that thing from moving. Make it be silent. Make it immobile. Make it do nothing. Take it, whatever it's doing, take it ability from it to do anything. Kill it. All that chair knows to do is sit there. You have a flesh body, and that body has not been redeemed yet, but it's a house God had given you to live in, stay in, abide in while on planet Earth. If you're not in this house, you can't stay here. If you're going to function in this earth, you got to have this body. But if you come out of this body, you're not going to stay here. You're going to go this way or that way. One or the other. So don't be like the man with the money. Y'all remember the story? He loved money. So he told his wife, he figured he was sick and he wasn't going to recover. He was not going to recover from his sickness. He said, "Honey, take my money and put it up in the attic. Put it up. So when I go by, I can get it." And sure enough, he died. And she had the funeral. And she got to thinking about it. She said, "I wonder, did he get that money?" You know, I can imagine, you know, she probably said, "If he didn't get it, I could spend it." But she went up there and looked, you know what happened? That money was still there. She said, "I might as well have put that in the cellar." Dead. Kill. Dead. Deprive. A power. What? The evil desire doing what? Lurking in your members. Those what? Animal impulses. And all that is what? Earthly in you. That is what? Employed. Everything in your flesh, in your mind, in you. See, your spirit man is born again. And you should keep it clean. Keep your heart with all diligence. Proverbs 4:23 says, keep thine heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Keep your heart clean. How you keep your heart clean? How you keep it? You keep it full of the word. But your members, your flesh, you kill it, deaden, deny it the right to speak. Because every time it speaks, it's not going to tell you what's good. Amen. Now, we have people, let me finish it. Go ahead on. Let's finish this verse and then we'll go there. Sexual vice, impurity, and what? Sensual appetites, unholy desires, and all greed, and covetousness. For that is what? Idolatry and deifying of self and other created things instead of God. Other words, that deifying means you put those things above God. You let them become Lord. So here's the thing. I mentioned sexual impurity, sexual sin and impurity, didn't I? Now, here we go. Back it up just a little bit. Back it up. I want to. All right, sexual sin. All right, here we go. Sensual appetite is in the same list of sexual sin. And I got to looking up at sensual appetite. That's glutton. Overeating. We'll talk about the sin, sex sin, but we won't talk about the glutton sin. Amen. In the same list. Same. But we get big as a hog. Now, I told y'all now, because you see I need to lose some weight. And we'll jump on somebody, how unholy, you drinking, you doing this, you doing that, and you big old oversized self. Just as guilty as that person you pointing your finger at. You know what? Now listen to me. You know what he said? Peter said, be sober, be vigilant, because who? Your adversary, the devil, does what? He goes about as a roaring, seeking whom? See, this is why we have to teach and make and get a revelation of this truth, because Satan is deceiving you, trying to destroy your health. Just like a person overindulged in sex and get different kind of ungodly sex, you get in the wrong kind of eating. Satan will push you so you'll destroy you, and you will not live your days and do what God put you on earth to do. Amen. He don't want you to see that, but he wants you to get offended in that so you won't do nothing about it. But if you see it, say, I see I'm wrong too. I need to get this weight off of me. I asked AJ, that's his field, working with people. What kind of people do you have coming to you? Some of them come for different reasons, don't they? I'm going to let you, they come for different reasons. Give me his mic. Some of them want to get skinny because they want to tempt somebody.
Yep.
Because you can tell these little tighties they wear, they want you to see them. Yeah, we might well tell the truth. If they didn't want to be seen, they wouldn't put on those tighties like they do. They want to be seen.